316 says I just whipped your ass.
Hulkamania is over.
Everybody's got a price for the $1 million man.
Jesse the Body Ventura.
I'm Johnny B. Van, the bad man of World Championship Wrestling.
When I first came to the WWE, women's wrestling was a joke. And I proceeded to single-handedly change everything.
At SummerSlam, I will be there for one reason, and one reason only. To see that justice is served.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Ring the Bell Radio, a wrestling podcast. Hey, King King. Or is it Dirty King? No, we don't like Dirty King. No, we like King King.
It's Chuck Chung King King.
Okay. So, how you doing?
Oh, God, why are you talking to me before the intro is done? That's normally something really bad.
Oh, no, there's not something bad. It's something good.
Okay.
Because look who's here. Look who actually showed up to work today.
Wait. It's like rays of sunshine just came into the office and shone down upon him in all of his glory.
Yeah, there's like this actual aura. There's like an actual aura, a glow around him. It's happening, you know? Yeah. So Rabbi, how you doing? Just to let you know, you were awarded 1,000 points because you showed up this episode.
Well, yeah, of course. I didn't have any concerts or anything going on this week, so.
Yeah, I know. So, which leads us, King, he's deducted 500 points because he blew us off for a concert last week.
Also, yeah, I told you guys about that concert before.
Also deduct him 500 points more for having a better intro than me.
Okay, so he's back to 0 points where originally started, and Logan, you are awarded 100 points because you suggested that.
Damn right, and I'm going to award myself another 100 points for suggesting that to you, and for you to give me those 100 points, go I get another 100 points.
And so I get 100 points for suggesting it to you.
No.
Yeah, I get 100 points.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. So because
right,
of that,
okay.
the reason I get 100 points.
Majority rule here, Rabbi, do you raise your hand if you think JD should get 100 points?
This is like when I was on Rabbi Jeopardy.
Yeah.
I give both your guys 5,000 bonus points.
Nice.
So we each got 5,000 bonus points, and for that, Barris, yeah, you were awarded an extra 300 points.
Okay, cool.
Okay, good.
That.
So, Logan,
that matters is I won.
No. We're always going to keep awarding. No matter what, we're always going to keep awarding and giving and taking away points. So as of right now, Logan is at 5,200 points. I'm at 5,000 points. Barris is at 300. So there you go.
Look at you guys trying to math.
I don't know. So
I have people that do that for me.
Jeffrey.
Jeff, the Bagel Street Band. The Bagel Street
Band.
The Bagel Street Band. How's the band doing?
Oh, they're awesome.
They are.
Yeah, we opened last week. That's why I was at a concert.
Oh, so you opened. You opened for Weird Al, didn't you?
Oh, I wish.
You were with Ed Sheeran at the concert downtown last night, weren't you?
Oh, he was in town? I was DJing last night.
Yeah, he was in town. And I didn't know that until I saw on the news that he went to a pizza shop beforehand and like gave away a bunch of these pizzas and tickets.
No, he paid for the pizzas.
Well, no, he paid them. Yeah.
Yeah, but he did it for the entire neighborhood.
Oh, really?
Oh, wow.
Well, you know what
he,
that was.
He did it for the whole neighborhood. It was like 180 pizzas.
He was also promoting his new hot sauce.
Yeah,
so it's a PR thing.
Yeah.
You know, come on now.
God, finish the intro. Jesus.
The intro's been done.
Oh, my God.
Where have you been? You deducted 50 points because you didn't know the intro was done.
No, I gained 50 points for actually not realizing that you were waffling on and didn't finish it.
So actually, you know what? You know who? No. You don't. You gain your points back because you just realized that. But for not telling you that the intro was done, Rabbi Barris loses 10 points.
There you go. I'm sorry, Rabbi.
Okay.
But Rabbi Barris is probably going to gain 100 points here because we have a message for him. Logan and I, audience.
What? Oh my God! Yes.
Audience, the king and I. Read this message from an anonymous fan last week, and we got a chuckle over it. But we said we would read it when Rabbi Barris comes back. So I think I'm going to read it now.
Oh, and boy.
I just had it in front of me here. Here we are. Now, this is from an anonymous fan, a listener of the show, though, but they wish to remain anonymous. Okay, Barris?
No, it's not okay, but all right.
Well, why isn't it okay?
Hey, if you're going to write in, you should be able to say your name. Man up, woman up, whatever up. Just up.
Barris, you were awarded an additional 30 points just for that thought.
I appreciate that.
So, okay. Here's the message. Hello, Ring the Bell. I have some concern over Barris having your credit card.
Nope.
a while ago, I followed Barris on Instagram. Now that I have done that, my Explore page is all models showing their feet with links to their OnlyFans or Spicy pages. So what this guy's saying is just by following you, all these OnlyFans and models are showing up in the feed, in his feed, suggested the accounts to follow. Yep. So anyway, when I investigate why I am seeing that, since I don't follow anything like that, it always says followed by Barris or liked by Barris. Is he paying for a lot of these pages? And if so, you better make sure it isn't with your credit card. If my wife looked at my Instagram, I think I would get in trouble. I would hate for your wives to ask to see the credit card statement and there be OnlyFans pages all over it. You better investigate as well. You know, just to be sure. Thank you, the anonymous fan. So what do you have to say about that, Rabbi?
I never used a credit card for anything like that. Look at you.
Look at King over there. King had to turn off his microphone, and he's laughing or coughing or throwing up, one of the two. So all these people that they followed you, Barris,
yeah,
rabbis. Well,
I can't have stopped them from following me.
They followed you, and because you follow all these other models and people who have OnlyFans and whatever, this person, that's all that's showing up in their newsfeed, and they notice. Every single one of them is liked by Rabbi to the Barris. So you are responsible for getting this guy in trouble with his wife.
Sweet.
Just great on. You're going to get this. You just get responsible for this guy's divorce, Rabbi Barris.
Oh, there's another one in the books. Give me some more points. Another one in the book.
So now this guy's out. Now this fan's algorithm. Is we know it's a guy because he kept saying his wife. We know this guy's algorithm.
He could be gay. Well,
yeah, that's true. We know this fan's algorithm is all messed up now with pictures of models and spicy things coming up because you like all these things, Barris, because all they did was like you on it. They followed your Instagram.
That's not my fault.
And you follow all this stuff that you paid for with the company credit card.
I never charge anything to the company credit card that wasn't live entertainment.
There you go. It's going to be live. Oh, cams are live.
Yes, OnlyFans cams. No, see? Nope. And how would you know this? How do you know this?
Live and in front of Barris.
Ah, okay. So he's talking about, like, again, an Oculus. Yeah.
Oh, what, yours?
The big 3D headset things.
Oh, I thought that was the thing you used to do, like the calculator before a calculator, where you slide the things back and forth.
That's an abacus.
Yeah. Jesus Christ. And I'm a rabbi.
You should have known that. That has sort of a rabbi.
I don't want to say certain countries have a lower intelligence education level, but I know what a fucking abacus is, all right?
To the rabbi, it's just one of them things that you slide the little little things. It's the stuff you used to see at a dentist office, you know, when you were a kid.
There's the thing that was on my crib, man.
I love it. I can't. You know, the thing about this, though, was I was like, hold on a minute. My wife follows Paris anyway. She has for years.
So all the stuff's going to be showing up on wife's Instagram, too.
Yeah, because I asked her, I was like, anything come up on Barris's Instagram? And she's like, he posts a lot of memes and shit. I was like, okay.
a lot of Baby Yoda.
Yeah, stuff like that. That's what she gets. She steals them from you and then puts it on her Facebook. She's like, oh, this thing Barris posted about Baby Yoda. I was like, yeah. I'm like, Jesus Christ, girl.
Ooh, yeah.
Is he liking hot chicks? And she's like, yeah, all the time. Like, they always come up. Yeah, yeah.
Nice.
I was like, okay, cool.
For that, Barris is awarded 300 points.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Buddy.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah. Rabbi Barris, he's on them Instagram.
Goddamn wrestling.
I was just trying to talk about some wrestling, brother, but you just interrupted me.
I don't know. I like some pictures of some hot wrestling chicks. There's Sky Blue from AEW. I've liked a couple of hers. So the guy should be happy.
I just thought of something. The abacus could be like a WWX character.
Ooh. No, it's a move involving moving balls around.
It just sounds bad. What's his finishing move?
No, it's a four-man finishing move. They all stand like you stand like back to front, back like all in a row, all naked with your balls hanging down, and then they slap the first set of balls and it hits the next set of balls and the next one, and at the end the guy you want to hit has his face like down where the balls will be, and they smack into his head. Boom, the abacus.
Is the abacus a compliment to the orgasmic crescendo?
No, that's just as fucking nasty. You're sick. You are sick, JD. Can't combine those two together. Christ, I have limits, man. Jesus.
Rabbi Barris.
I just went and like three more girls post, so that's for that guy.
Oh, you're going to really get this guy in trouble. You know, geez. Oh, I know.
Love
what
it.
Say.
Love it.
All seriousness here. I know what we got to say. This past earlier in the week was our probably our youngest fan, Max. It was his birthday. So happy birthday, aww. Max.
Happy birthday. Yeah.
Happy birthday.
Max. Yeah, his birthday was earlier in the week. So, but happy birthday. You know, Dora, what do we call him? Our youngest number one fan.
Yes.
Yep.
He's on my council of amazing wrestling facts. That's his title. Yeah, and that's what he does when I need wrestling facts. I can ask him.
So I heard something about wrestling facts, and I know Rabbi follows AEW more than I do. Okay, I think more than both of us, Logan.
Yeah, definitely. He's
you're our man on the street when it comes to AEW. You know, you're the fact. You're the info source that. Apparently there's some big schmoz on, they're already wanting to pool. What's the Saturday show?
Collision.
Collision. They already want to pool that from TNT.
Because the ratings.
The ratings suck from what I hear. Well, yeah.
Well, yeah. Who the hell would put something like that on a Saturday night?
Well,
I mean, this isn't how many years ago.
I was just going to say, it's not 25 years ago where you had WCW Saturday Night.
Yeah.
It's different now. But do you think this is the great experiment that's failed?
Oh, big time. Really? Just the, I mean, we're going to have football season coming up. You know, people aren't going to be watching wrestling, unfortunately. People go out on Saturday night, so that's hurting them already. At 8 o'clock on a Saturday? I mean, WCW was, what 6:05?
Well, they were always on the fives. Yeah, 6:05. Yeah.
So people were still kind of home at that point, so they watch it. Now, at 8 o'clock on a Saturday?
No, nah, it's just not going to fly nowadays.
No.
I mean, I used to think when SmackDown went to Fridays, that was a stretch.
Yeah.
You know, all them years ago, because I'm like, no, it's Friday night, it's this, it's that. And that's why I was like, Thursday. I remember all them years ago, 20-some years ago, it originally started on a Thursday.
Yeah.
Remember, it was taped on a Tuesday, and then they showed it on a Thursday. And I'm just like, all right, you know what? That's not bad. You know, a Thursday night wrestling, that's cool. You know, yeah. And that was before Thunder, WCW Thunder and all that. And then I remember when they moved it to Friday. And I was just like, you know, you guys lost me because there's going to be something going on Friday night, whether I'm at doing something, hanging out with buddies or in a bar, something. I was like, you lost me.
Yeah.
You know,
it's funny because that Friday night from like 7 o'clock to midnight, and Saturday from like 6 o'clock through to midnight as well, is collectively known as the death slot. Like, unless you've got an established fan base, you're not going to pull anyone new, because people either coming home after work on Friday and going out, or they're coming Saturday night, you're going out with your friends anyway. Like, the only surefire way you would have done that is like Sundays, because everyone's at home. But what have you got on Sundays? Football. So yeah, it's not worth them doing. It's not worth them fighting the NFL like that. So, yeah, you're kind of stuck with the Saturday or the Friday night. Now, you don't want to do Friday night because SmackDown.
They're never going to go.
Yeah, you don't want to go face-to-face with someone head-to-head like that, because they'll lose. So you're kind of stuck where you put it. And as far as I understood, Collision was like this big project, and it was going to be their Raw, basically. But you are destined to fail unless you have an entire fan base which has been with you from the beginning and will follow you through to Saturday nights and literally give up on going out with friends or family or what's not. And they don't have that base. Yeah, I mean, WWF does, and WWE does. You know, they have people like me that religiously, you know, I wait.
They have the fan base on Fridays. They don't worry about it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Now, they're not pulling in. If you look at the ratings for SmackDown, they're not terrible, okay? But the ratings are going day against what was on the other channels. It's not your full Nelson ratings. So even though it says it does good, it really, I think, only does like 40% of what Raw's normal viewership.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you got Monday nights. And then what did they used to call Thursday nights back in the day, Logan? That was the, you might not have been in the States yet. Barris will probably, Thursday nights used to be the must-see TV.
Oh, yeah, NBC.
You remember that?
Seinfeld, all that stuff.
Yeah, you have the network, but I'm just talking in general, like Thursday night was your money day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, because you know what? It was Thursday, you know, one more day, then it's the weekend. People come home Friday. They want to wind down and relax, do other things. So, like, Thursday was your day. That was the, you know, you're starting to decompress to get ready for the, you know, end of the work week. But you're right, though. I don't think Collision could fit anywhere. Now, don't get me wrong. WWE.
No, you'd get annihilated by every other channel. Think about what you got on Thursday, say, just on like ABC or NBC. Things like Grey's Anatomy, Station 19. That's where your people are going to be watching on a Thursday. That's why all of the best new shows they either get released on a Monday night or a Thursday night, because that's where you put your big money shows that you want to succeed. Wednesday is like hump day. So regardless what you throw up, it's a roll of the dice. So that's why it's normally game shows and things on reality TV and things like that. But yeah, I mean, there's nowhere they could have gone. I mean, if they put it on Wednesday, they're fighting themselves, because their own shows are on a Wednesday. You can't put a Wednesday show and then a Thursday show, or a Tuesday show and a Wednesday show. You're just overloading people on wrestling.
And it's not like they have the network that they could just run it exclusively on the network.
Exactly.
You know, I mean, they could partner with YouTube or something, I don't know, and run their show. That's what NWA Power did. Remember that?
They already had their YouTube show, though, and they canceled it.
But that was because of COVID. They were on a roll with that. NWA Power? It was
No. I'm talking about AEW.
They had a YouTube show. They had a YouTube
channel. Yeah, that's right. That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
Now, if you would have put a bit more into that, and then treated it like NXT, you know, small arena, couple of maybe 100 people, you know, do it like that kind of NXT, like the lower ranks of AEW, however you want to market it, that might have worked. But if you're putting on two stellar big shows, you know, you've got to either address the product as this is what this is, or you lie about it and don't put the production value in, and it collapses. So it should have been, look, this is our cheap little NXT type show that's exclusive on YouTube. Watch these up and coming wrestlers that we're thinking of signing, something like that. People would have tuned in for a half an hour show or something like that, built it up. Do it once a week or something. But no, it's just, they were like, oh, here's another show, AEW Cocaine High. Oh, we're gonna put no production value in it, like whatsoever. You know, it's just gonna be garbage, and then we're gonna get pissed when the show gets taken down and blame other shit. It's so stupid. Like, Vince McMahon knows what the fuck he's doing when it comes down to production value. It's just that simple.
So AEW needs to do something that WWF did years ago, and it worked on a Saturday. It wasn't an actual show. Remember, who here remembers WWF Confidential?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Remember something like that? Now, if AEW would do something like that, where it's not a wrestling match, it's like sort of like, hey, we're sitting down with the wrestlers. Well, it wasn't even recaps. They would sit down with wrestlers and they would just talk about stuff, like a part of piece of their career.
And you have got those wrestling fans, okay, that would literally just gobble that up. You've got a guaranteed audience.
I enjoyed that when it was on, because I would watch that. I used to watch that. It was on Saturday evening. What was it, like 8 o'clock or something? You know, and then I was just like, oh, yeah, this is cool, because we usually on Saturday night, you know, when I was in college, we usually didn't go out till like 11 o'clock. But, you know, but that was cool to watch, because you're hearing the wrestlers talk about you know, when I started in wrestling, I was Avatar before I was Al Snow, you know, or something. And then Leaf Cassidy came along, you know, where you hear the guys talk about that. And you'd have half hour or something like that show. And you would have two different segments. Now, if AEW did something like that, it'd be really cool. You know,
well, they already have Rampage on Friday. So what they should do is do away with Rampage, do Collision on Friday, do it to 2 hours, bah, bing, bah, boom.
Are they trying to catch, are they pulling a Turner? Are they hell bent on just beating Vince or beating WWE? I think they're going too much too soon.
Well, I mean, they need the other show because they have such a huge roster. That's the other thing.
Yeah, but two shows.
To have people work. You need two.
But you don't need three. I'm like,
no. Especially like we said, with the time slot on a Saturday, they weren't destined to
They should have taken the money that they put towards Collision and just thrown it at Rampage. Put another hour on it. Take those millions of dollars that they spent on Rampage, on Collision, and expand Rampage and make that SmackDown. And then, yeah, it sucks that you're going to have to fight it out with SmackDown, but you were going to get nowhere on a Friday. It's that simple. I mean, on a Saturday. So
I do it 12 or 10 to midnight. I do it 10 to midnight on a Friday instead of 10 to 11.
So you're not fighting after. with SmackDown.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's probably what I would have done as well.
How long do you think before they call this? If they do.
Maybe.
That Collision is a failed experiment.
2 months.
You think another 2 months?
They'll keep trying to fix it. And yeah.
Remember, like Khan, who owns AEW, has become like obsessed with trying to not go head to head with WWE, but trying to be the same product.
See?
Okay, that's the problem, is you do not want to compete with WWE. Okay, it's stupid. You want to change your product enough so that you can get A, those wrestling fans, B, maybe WWE fans, but C, your own fan base. So you make it slightly different, you know, and you roll it like that. That's what AEW was when it was first made. It was something slightly different, something old school. Like, you know, it was very, you know, just get to the point, get in there. The storylines were short and sharp. It was cool. And then it's become more and more this monster that thinks it's going to have a chance against WWE, and you're not. Even though AEW has some great stars in it. MJF, is that his name?
Yep.
MJF. I love that guy. He's fantastic. You know, even though they've got these great wrestlers, they're not Roman Reigns. They're not Brock Lesnar. So why are you trying to compete in that market like that? NXT, like I said, made a big splash when it was the gold brand in its heyday because it was different than WWE. It was fun to watch, and it was these shorter, straight-to-the-point storylines, and it was great. And, you know, NXT 2.0 morphed it into something that feels like it's trying to compete with WWE, and it just ain't going to work. So, I mean, why do it like that? I mean, they should have just kept it how it was, straight to the point. And their gimmick fights, some of their gimmick fights are just so stupid, you know? It's just, we've gone past the gimmick fight thing. There are, like, established gimmicks, Steel Cage, Hell in a Cell, you know, those things. Don't need to like stick pools of orange juice and stuff out. It's silly, you know.
You know what Khan's worried about? He's worried about what's happening in someone else's house than rather in building his own house.
Yep.
I'm like, dude, don't worry about what Vince is doing. Center yourself on my company and how we're gonna be the best. And that's what Vince did all them years ago. Where it was, well, that's nice and fine what they're doing, but we're doing our own thing over here, you know, and it worked.
Yep.
Because Vince started building new stars when all WCW was doing was taking established
old ones.
The old one. And yeah, people still wanted to see them, but look what happened.
You can't really do much with that. You know who they are. You know, you're going to get their fan base to come maybe with him, but your storyline wise, you can't really say, okay, here comes, you know, Drew McIntyre, who's now not Scottish, but is an Icelandic Viking. You're stuck with him being Drew McIntyre because people know who they are. Even name changes, Moxley, even like his name changes, he's still the same fucking character. He's still the same guy that what he was in WWE. You know, nothing's changed. Look at what's his name? Aleister Black. It just continued.
Did you say Alice the Black?
Aleister Black.
Mm. Oh, Aleister Black.
Yeah, okay. Jesus Christ. But you know, it's through its high concept, it's different than what he originally had when he came to WWE's main roster. But then he turned into the Dark Father, which is really what this guy is. He's just an extended, it's the same thing. It'd be like if Undertaker left.
Oh, here we go. Poor shit. Example, you always have to bring say Undertaker into something.
Because he's a perfect example. Take Undertaker, take him over to AEW and repackage him as the Mortician or something like that. Yeah, the Reaper. Like, everyone's going to be like, no, it's the Undertaker. Yeah. He's an established person.
That's like if Kane would come out of retirement and go face AEW. Yeah, he'd be Glenn Jacobs over there, but everyone's like, it's Kane.
It's Kane.
That's
it's
Kane.
Kane. You can't get around.
You know, come on now.
You know,
no, you'd hear Shivani yelling, it's Glenn. It's Glenn.
It's Glenn. It's Glenn. There's the Vince McMahon one when he first comes in. That's got to be Glenn. That's got to be Glenn.
Love my God, it's Glenn. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Dear.
Ooh, Glenn Jacobs. Ooh.
So I have a question for you guys. Okay.
You are gained 25 points for thinking of asking us a question.
Okay. Sweet.
Barris has awarded 150 points just because his hat looks awesome.
There you go.
Yeah, buddy.
It is Pat. It is Pat.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. So, rumor and innuendo is that SummerSlam this year may host an established legend. I think it's dumb if it's true because it's been too soon, but Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Oh, is that the rumor of him coming out of retirement?
Mm-hmm.
Like for a cup of coffee, or like he's coming back.
I think it's gonna be for one night gig.
He did that in Mania.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, two nights, but he did that in Mania.
Yeah, I mean I think it's too soon. You know, we saw him literally like a year and a half ago.
His money, though.
Yeah, it is. It's big money and he's a big name. But anyway, my question to you guys is, say this is true. Say Stone Cold is coming back. Who would you pick as his opponent for a singles match? Doesn't have to be for a title or anything, but who would you say, okay, Stone Cold versus this guy at the moment would work? This is why.
Gunther.
Okay, why?
I have no idea why. I just thought of that in my head. Right, hold on. It'll come to me. But I don't know, because you have both of them are a tough SOBs. Gunther has established that right now, right?
Yes, definitely.
It's not a mismatch. It's just some here. Okay, here's why. It's something, and it's a very vanilla answer. It's just so out there. It's so different. Stone Cold Steve Austin versus Gunther. Now, wouldn't you be interested in seeing that?
I would, just because I'll watch whatever the fuck Steve Austin is doing. But I don't think it would work.
You have a major heel, not for a storyline, just to have a match. You would have you have a top, one of your top heels right now, and then you have one of the top badasses. You know, can you imagine? Okay, just imagine, even if it's a couple weeks leading up to it, you know, Stone Cold comes out and starts jawing off about how stupid Gunther is or something. You know, you come out here, you have your little, you know, you do your little chops, you do your little salute, and you're in your little coat, you dumb son of a bitch, or something like that, you know.
Like, okay.
I don't know.
Okay, we'll have to work on the script. We'll have to, you know,
it's just, I look at it as it's just something.
Wait, hold on a minute. My wife just sent me a message. I have to read this to you.
Uh-oh.
She went to Walmart. The message reads, on my way home, so get the strippers out.
Barris. I think that was for you.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I don't know.
All right, Barris, what you got for me?
I'd say Grayson Waller. Because he worked with Edge this past SmackDown.
Which was a really good match. I really liked it. Yeah, I was really surprised how well Grayson Waller handles in the ring. I went back afterwards and watched some of his NXT thing. That fight with what's his name, Carmelo, where he broke his leg.
Carmelo.
Grayson Waller broke his leg at the beginning of the match, practically like 2 minutes in. Did another 13 minutes and finished the match with a broken femur. I mean,
really?
Yeah, and watch the match. You won't fucking know. Like, the kid was like, there's some points where he's holding his leg and he does a bit, but the moves he pulls out with his leg in that condition, that's a tough guy.
That's so Joe juiced up on adrenaline, he didn't even feel it.
Mm-hmm.
No, I mean, he felt it, but you know what I mean.
Yeah. But yeah, he had a match with Edge at SmackDown, and it was good. Even Edge at the end, because they were saying, "Will you sink or swim?" That's kind of thing at the end. Edge got a microphone and he was like, "You swam," and then he just left him in the ring. I thought it was good. It was a really good match. Highly recommend you catch the highlights of that if you did not see it, our fans.
Okay, you guys are gonna get mad at me for saying this.
All right, Matthew, we're deducting points.
Oh, okay, good.
I'm deducting points because you're telling me how I'm feeling, which is like you're manscaping things to me. So
you're manscaping.
Dude,
that's not manscaping.
There's no manscaping here. Good Lord, this is WWF.
You know what it was?
JD Barris.
I was watching a YouTube video.
Two big guys have to lumberjack those guys.
I was watching a YouTube video earlier, and the ad guy, the supporter of it, was this face that does basically pubic hair shavers. And they were like, "Yeah, do you fear manscaping?" And I just lost it. I thought it was great. So it's on my mind. Manscaping's on my mind. If that sponsor wants to talk to us, please email us at ringthebellradio@gmail.com.
Attention, King Logan.
All right, listen. Here's who I'm picking.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead and pick. Then I'll tell you I'm going to say something you guys are probably going to get mad at me for. Who are you picking?
LA Knight.
Ooh. I knew you were going to say that.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Okay, but they're getting ready to change his character. But
no,
why?
No.
That's another rumor and innuendo that WWE is looking to change his character up.
In fact, like Triple H actually was on in an interview or doing something on Twitter, and everyone was basically asking him, you know, why didn't LA Knight win Money in the Bank? And all he said was, you know, good things come to those who wait. You want a superstar, it's just starting. So he is brand gold right now. Like, the pops he gets are unbelievable.
There it is.
No,
that's 6 hours ago. LA Knight gimmick set to undergo change.
I'm telling you, there's no way they would do that.
You think that's fake? Did the Rabbis make this?
I didn't make that. I'm actually an LA Knight fan.
Okay, check this out. One of the hottest superstars right now, not in the main event, is preparing for a change as WWE wants to make adjustments to the LA Knight gimmick.
Nope.
I'm going to say, if WWE did that, it would be the stupidest thing ever. Like, too stupid. Like, he doesn't... Yeah, right, so LA Knight is...
All right.
The reason LA Knight's character works really well is LA Knight is basically the Rock. All right. He's stone cold. And I don't just mean this because of mic skills. I mean this for how he's addressed as a character. He's not a heel anymore, but he's nowhere as a baby face. He works perfectly as that anti-person in the middle, how the Rock was. It didn't matter if the Rock was a baby face or a heel. He never played really into those characters too much. He was just the Rock, and this is how the Rock is. Stone Cold works perfect as well, because Stone Cold's not a baby face. He's not a heel. He's just anti-establishment. He's something you can relate to. And right now, everyone is relating to L.A. Knight. Yeah.
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 It's incredible. Now, I'm going to send you guys a link. In fact, go to the channel, and you're going to see a video. Why am I doing it this way? I can just do it, share the screen. My God.
That's for you, Logan, real quick.
Oh, God, this beautiful tash. That is just amazing.
Okay, what are you sharing with us?
I'm going to share. I don't know if I can work out how to share again. There we go. Present now. I've got to present this, don't I? Yep. Boom. Sure. Why not? Do that. Okay. Boom.
Wow, Vince McMahon.
Boom, boom, boom. All right. Can you hear this?
Yes.
Yep. Start singing.
So for the people at home, just so you're not, you know, listening in blind to this, listening in blind. That's a funny one. This is
shame on you. Shame on you. That's so inconsiderate.
Yeah, this is a WWE digital exclusive. This was actually before Friday Night SmackDown. This was the dark show. And it got so much push because everyone said LA Knight was there. It was amazing. It got pushed because all these people just wanted to see LA Knight. They actually took the match and they put the match up on WWE this week. Okay, so this is basically pre-live SmackDown.
The dark match.
Yeah, the dark match. You've got Hit Row in the ring, and they're bad mouthing New York City, basically.
Good.
Listen to the pop.
This the only ring the Knicks are winning in this city.
Ooh. Y'all knew that. Stop playing.
That's because the New York Knicks, Corey.
Wow. It is green shirt guy.
Yep. I just like how this one guy in the background there is like so super excited. So LA Knight comes into the ring on the turnbuckle, hands up. Gets into the ring, hands up. Approaches LA Knight, shake his hand, put through the Hit Row, and then he just lays into them. Now watch this. They are booing Hit Row for beating up LA Knight in the corner. How many times have you ever heard that?
Right now.
Again. Top Dollar's got him for a super, for a slam. LA Knight reverses it.
Listen to that crowd.
Yep. LA Knight throws the other member of Hit Row over the ropes, and now he's going to do his rock bottom.
I love that.
He's kicked out Hit Row and he just picked up the microphone.
Let me talk to you. New York, I'm gonna keep this short and sweet. New York, tell them whose game this is.
That's it. He walks out the ring.
He's over, man. You can't deny that.
Yeah, he's so over. It's ridiculous.
I'd like to change my answer.
There's no way they would change his character now. That in itself, I mean, Jesus, that was the biggest pop the whole night until Roman came out. It's crazy. You know,
I think you were awarded 10,000 points for showing us that.
Yeah, it's a great piece of media there. Really shows you how right now, how over LA Knight is. I think they should have on SmackDown, maybe done earlier tonight. This is what happened. LA Knight came, but they should have recapped it because it's a dark segment, let's say. They can't really say it exists too much. So it sucks because right there shows you how much of a megastar LA Knight has become.
As soon as you heard his music,
it's incredible to watch. I love it because it's always an immediate massive pop. Always. It reminds me of when Sammy was coming out just after he left the Bloodline. Yeah, he got huge, huge pops. Still does to this day, but that the whole crowd booing because the guy's getting smacked in the corner of the turnbuckle. And there's boos that you can audibly hear. You know, it's fantastic. He's so over. It's ridiculous. Yeah.
Yeah. You're awarded another 500 points.
Damn right I am.
Yeah.
Damn right.
So... yeah, I'd like to change my answer. Then it's going to be Austin and LA Knight. I'm going to change my answer to LA Knight.
And it would work either way. Austin just needs to come out and be like, I think you're a mouthy son of a bitch. And Knight would be like, this is my house, LA Knight. Yeah. And the storyline could literally happen in 3 minutes before the match.
Austin could help get him over big time. Moreover.
Yeah. Not
that he's not already over, but solidify it.
Yeah, definitely. You and know. Then at the end of the match, shake his hand and be like, yeah, you did good. LA Knight wins instantly.
Yeah.
Even if he beats Austin, okay, he's just proved he's as good as Austin. If he loses to Austin, have Austin go, yeah, you did all right, son. Done.
You did all right, son.
Yeah. That pretty much means you've just been endorsed by Stone Cold. I mean, you'd be even Rocket Moon over.
So I'm going to tell you something that you're probably going to get mad at me from before you told us that story.
Go on.
I think it's time for Edge to go away. I'm tired of seeing him.
All right.
No, I'm not saying retire. It's just...
I love Edge to
No,
death.
I do. But it's one of those, like, if you're... yes, he knows at this point of his career he's winding down again. He's going to be helping put up and comers over. But if you're going to use him, make it really worth the while of not only him but the audience to see what they're doing.
Yeah.
At that point, like what they did with the Undertaker the last how many years of his career, it was do something that's the meaning is through the roof. You know, not only to them, but to the audience. That's why I'm saying I think Edge needs to go away for a while. And then, you know, plug him in somewhere that's like, okay, hey, this is going to be big or something, you know. But that was my...
You know what? I was thinking along the same things. I love Edge. I really do. But he's a legend character.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. If you're using him every SmackDown, you know, he loses his veneer. Okay, his mystery, his legend status because he you're seeing him all the time. This is why people get so peed off with Hulk Hogan because you would see you guaranteed he was going to turn up at least twice a year.
Yeah,
something stupid, and it got to the point where everyone was so sick of seeing.
They were tired of seeing Hulk Hogan. Like, he's here dressed up as a pirate. Get out of here, Hogan. You know,
I just think there's a lot of these older legend characters should really think about moving into semi-retirement. I mean, think about it. I love Rey Mysterio. And right now he's really helping out, you know, with LWO, which is great. Okay, but when it's just Rey Mysterio by himself, unless he has a really solid storyline, like you did with Dominic.
Dom.
You know, yeah. Dirty Dom.
Dirty Here's the Dom. Thing, though. Here's the thing, though. Would you say, how do I put this? You've seen the movie Gladiator, right?
Yep.
Okay. You remember at the beginning of the movie when Russell Crowe is standing there and like his right-hand general says something to him like, people should know when they're conquered. And Russell Crowe looks at him and goes, would you? Mm-hmm. Would I? Now, you see what I'm going with there?
Yeah.
You're saying something about you have these legend wrestlers that should go into centenary retirement. It's easy for us to say that. But would you accept?
Yeah.
Conquered?
You know what I'm trying to say there? Yeah, I totally
agree
with you. Like, we see it from a totally different perspective as fans, because in the end, we're chained to the wheel of WWE. So if they don't have a good match, it could be because of, you know, the story development. It could be because it wasn't choreographed. It could be because it was, you know, not a veteran wrestler. And we're seeing those things that WWE has set in motion. So we can only judge by those small snippets. Now, obviously, if they're coming to work once a week, twice a week, and they're still getting massive pops like that, yeah, I understand. But for a hardcore wrestling fan like myself, it's I think Edge would be a perfect candidate for this. Send Edge down to NXT. Okay? Have him form like a faction down there, like the Judgment Day or whatever. Doesn't need to be that idea, but like a stable, and have those people, like, you know, have Edge lead them along. You know, it works twofold. Edge can put over people in the ring. Okay, he can progress the storyline. He can also use his, you know, experience, mic working to help these younger generation out. I think that'd be great. Send a heel character down to NXT and do the exact same thing, and have it Edge's team versus whoever's team. It would work out great. Gives them some time away from the main roster, lets them help out new talent, and still when they come back, they've still got that legend status because you haven't seen them in a year or so. I think that would work so well in these situations. It would be fantastic to have those. I know some people have been going down there. Baron Corbin's been going back down there, but that's really because they have nothing for him to do on the main roster. You know, get an established character, like when Charlotte Flair goes down there, like when the New Day went down there, get them to run rampant for like 6 months and then bring them back to the main roster again. Easy peasy.
Now, before we get going, I thought of someone else that Stone Cold could face. It's at the SummerSlam. All right. That guy right there.
The Brooklyn Brawler. Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
Love it. Before we go as well, I have one last piece of news.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, it's about Michelle McCool.
I think I know what you're going to talk about here.
So if the viewers don't know what I'm talking about, Michelle McCool put up a Twitter post. Basically, she's on vacation with her kids and the Undertaker, and she's out by the beach by herself, on a private beach. She's like laying there with her legs in the water, reading a book, and she looks over and there's a moving shadow in the water. So she thinks, oh my God, it's a shark. So she gets out of the water. So she texts her husband, the Undertaker, and basically he walks down there and then just walks into the ocean. Like, he's got to wrestle this shark. This shark is in serious trouble.
I did see it. He's like staring at the shark.
Yeah, he's like,
the shark's going nowhere near him.
Like, bring it, motherfucker. I literally have buried larger men than you. Like,
it's like
go
gonna
for
throat
it.
Punch the shark.
Fucking choke slam it. Right. That'd be great.
Can you imagine that? You should see a choke slam the shark.
If my wife texts me and be like, there's a shark in the ocean, come down and check it out or protect me from it, I'd be like, you on your own. You and your own woman.
Oh,
I can fight no shark. Like, get out of the ocean and walk back to the house. Like, Jesus Christ.
So send all your email, specifically your hate mail or your voice of concern to ringthebellradio@gmail.com. Attention, Rabbi Barris.
If
you want to offer your some advice to him on his rabbi, we're just going to come out and say it. Logan and I both said you have a problem, you know, and we're going to help you with this problem. You know, you're hanging out with them, the models all the time. You know, you're never home. You never clean your room, you know, and
this is why I think I should become your chaperone and go out to all these parties with you.
And that's, you know, cool.
I need a wingman.
And, you know, we've never been to Portugal, but we've heard you bought a home in Portugal, you know, and it's very nice, has like 10 bedrooms, five baths, Portugal. You know, and
Portugal's the number one abroad vacation for the English.
Yeah. You know, and you got that that McLaren automobile that cost like $3 million. You know, I don't know how you pulled that one off. And
he was in a Fast and Furious type gang, and he ended up after a crazy adventure driving incredibly fast and blowing things up.
Yeah,
the McLaren.
And that's the other thing is now you're hanging out with gangs, you know. So we're worried about you here. The fans are worried about you, you know. So we're gonna, you need help.
I'm hanging with the Bagel Street Band.
Yeah. So send your concerns to attention Rabbi Barris at ringthebellradio@gmail.com.
All the pretty ladies write to Rabbi Barris.
You see, all the pretty ladies write to Rabbi Barris, you know, and all that. Emails of praise, attention King.
Yes.
But you could follow Rabbi Barris on Instagram.
Because I'm no one's wingman. I'm the king man.
All right, Goose.
The wing king.
The wing king.
That's a WWX right there.
I love it.
So you have the abacus. What's your favorite move? The wing king. And then you're going to get lumberjacked. That's from a few years back, man. Geez. So anyway, where were we? Follow us.
You guys are talking about manscaping.
No, that's Logan. That's all king there. That ain't me. No.
It's gonna be little people with little lawnmowers.
Yeah. You're friends with Ted Ebert.
Scape me.
Did you just say scape me or scrape me? Scape you're coming in going
scrape me. Scrape me now, you bitch.
You know.
Damn it. Rabbis said he was gonna be scaping everybody. Where the hell have you been, Rabbis? Do you know who I am? I'm Vincent Kennedy McMahon, and you will escape the king.
What? No.
Nah. What? No. If you don't like it, you're fired.
All right, cool. Wouldn't be the first time you fired me.
Oh, my God. That's right. You're fired again. That's more punishment.
More points taken off.
You lose.
Yeah, you're going to lose more points. But anyway, follow us on, as the King says, on the tweets and the Instagram and the TikToks. You know, that's always fun. King's going to start a TikTok or a YouTube or I don't know, one of them damn things he said he was going to do. Who knows? Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, everybody say bye.
L.A. Night. Yeah.
L.A. Night. Yeah. So
yeah.
You can listen to us on ringthebellradio.com. Click the big button that says listen to the podcast. Listen to us on Spotify or your favorite podcast platforms. So until the Rabbis returns. Hey, when are you going to do spiritual wisdom again? It's been like a year.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
You know. It's been a while. Yeah. Mock. Bird. Yeah. Yeah.
We'll have to do it next show I'm on.
Sure. Next show you're on. So you're not saying you're gonna be here. Smile. So now we see how we
officially be next week.
Oh, we hey, Rabbis, we've heard that song before. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Are we done?
Yes.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay, you've been listening to Ring the Bell Radio. We'll see you next time. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was the most erotic thing I'd ever seen.
Yeah.